Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just been confirmed as the global leader in issuing internationally recognized certificates of compliance, or IRCCs, under the Nagoya Protocol, with a staggering 56.43% share of the total 6,311 IRCCs issued worldwide, as per the latest data released by the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. What makes this significant is that only 34 out of 142 registered nations have issued any IRCCs, making India's dominance in this area even more remarkable. But why does this matter? The Nagoya Protocol is an international agreement that aims to address the issue of biopiracy, which refers to the unauthorized use of a country's genetic resources, including plants, animals, microbes, and traditional knowledge, by foreign researchers or corporations without prior informed consent or mutually agreed terms for benefit sharing. The Nagoya Protocol was adopted on 29 October 2010 at Nagoya, Japan, during the 10th Conference of Parties to the Convention on Biological Diversity, and it entered into force on 12 October 2014. The parent treaty of the Nagoya Protocol is the Convention on Biological Diversity, or CBD, which was signed in 1992. India ratified the Nagoya Protocol in 2012. First, let us look at the problem that the Nagoya Protocol solves. Biopiracy has been a significant issue for many countries, including India. For instance, in 1995, two Indians living in the USA patented the wound healing properties of turmeric, which is a traditional knowledge in India. However, India successfully challenged this patent at the US Patent Office in 1997 by producing 32 published documents that proved prior art. Similarly, India and Greenpeace challenged a patent on the fungicidal properties of neem, which was revoked in 2005. Now, let us turn to the key provisions of the Nagoya Protocol. The protocol requires user countries to obtain prior informed consent and mutually agreed terms from the provider country before accessing genetic resources. It also requires user countries to comply with the domestic access and benefit-sharing legislation of the provider country and to record access in the ABS clearinghouse, which is managed by the CBD Secretariat in Montreal. On the other hand, provider countries are required to establish clear procedures for prior informed consent and mutually agreed terms, issue compliance certificates, and share benefits with local communities. India has established a framework for implementing the Nagoya Protocol through the Biological Diversity Act of 2002, which operates at three levels: national, state, and local. At the national level, the National Biodiversity Authority, or NBA, is the statutory body that approves access to biological resources for foreigners, foreign invested entities, and Indian companies for commercial or research purposes. The NBA also issues IRCCs on the ABS clearinghouse and manages benefit-sharing negotiations. At the state level, there are 33 state biodiversity boards, one for each state and union territory, which regulate access by Indian citizens for non-commercial local use and advise on conservation of biodiversity in their respective states. At the local level, there are over 2.7 lakh biodiversity management committees, or BMCs, which are mandatory at every local body, including panchayats, municipalities, and corporations. These BMCs maintain people's biodiversity registers, which are local documentation of biodiversity. And here is something that surprises many students: India's IRCC performance is remarkable, with 3,561 IRCCs issued, which is 56.43% of the global total. But why does India lead in IRCC issuance? First, India is a megadiverse nation, hosting around 7-8% of global biodiversity despite covering only 2.4% of the land area. Second, India has a functional National Biodiversity Authority, which has been operationally active since 2003. Third, India has a proactive approach, encouraging legitimate access under prior informed consent and mutually agreed terms rather than blocking all foreign research. Fourth, India has enforced benefit sharing, with over 216 crore rupees mobilized and over 139 crore rupees disbursed between 2017 and 2025. Now, let us look at the other top IRCC issuers. France has issued 964 IRCCs, followed by Spain with 320, Argentina with 257, Panama with 156, and Kenya with 144. Moving on to what this means for biodiversity governance, the coming Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, which was adopted in December 2022, has replaced the Aichi biodiversity targets with 23 new targets, including the landmark 30-30 target, which aims to protect at least 30% of land, inland water, coastal areas, and oceans by 2030. India has stated its goal of achieving 30% protected area coverage by 2030 under its National Biodiversity Action Plan, which is extremely ambitious given the current baseline of around 5.03% protected area coverage. Now, let us turn to the issue of digital sequence information, or DSI, which refers to genetic data uploaded to public databases. The question is whether a country like India should receive benefit sharing when a pharma company uses the sequence data of a pathogen from India to develop a drug, even if no physical sample was ever accessed. India's position is that DSI is an extension of genetic resources and should attract access and benefit sharing obligations. However, the USA and industry argue that DSI is freely available scientific data and that imposing access and benefit sharing obligations would impede research. This debate will define the negotiations at the CBD COP16 and has direct implications for India's pharmaceutical and biotech royalty interests. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Nagoya Protocol, IRCCs, access and benefit sharing, and the Biological Diversity Act are all relevant topics for the prelims and mains exams. Remember this number, 3561, which is the number of IRCCs issued by India. Note this carefully, the Nagoya Protocol was adopted in 2010 and entered into force in 2014. The CBD, or Convention on Biological Diversity, is the parent treaty of the Nagoya Protocol, and India ratified it in 2012. The National Biodiversity Authority, or NBA, is the statutory body that approves access to biological resources and issues IRCCs. The State Biodiversity Boards, or SBBs, regulate access by Indian citizens for non-commercial local use, and the Biodiversity Management Committees, or BMCs, maintain people's biodiversity registers. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but the number of IRCCs issued by India is 3,561, which is 56.43% of the global total. The next highest issuer is France, with 964 IRCCs. The total number of IRCCs issued globally is 6,311. The benefit sharing mobilized by India between 2017 and 2025 is 216.31 crore rupees and the benefits disbursed are 139.69 crore rupees. The Nagoya Protocol was adopted on 29 October 2010 and it entered into force on 12 October 2014. The parent treaty of the Nagoya Protocol is the Convention on Biological Diversity, or CBD, which was signed in 1992. India ratified the Nagoya Protocol in 2012. The National Biodiversity Authority, or NBA, was established in 2003 and is headquartered in Chennai. There are 33 state biodiversity boards, or SBBs, one for each state and union territory. There are over 2.7 lakh biodiversity management committees, or BMCs, which maintain people's biodiversity registers. India is one of the 17 megadiverse countries in the world, hosting around 7-8% of global biodiversity despite covering only 2.4% of the land area. The forest cover in India is 25.17% of the geographic area, according to the Forest Survey of India 2023. The tiger count in India is 3,682, as per the 2022 census, and the leopard count is around 12,000-14,000. The Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, or GBF, was adopted in December 2022 and has 23 targets, including the landmark 30-30 target. The CBD Secretariat is located in Montreal, Canada. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Nagoya Protocol, IRCCs, Access and Benefit Sharing, and the Biological Diversity Act are all relevant topics for the prelims and mains exams. The question of digital sequence information, or DSI, is also relevant and will be a key issue in the CBD COP16 negotiations. In conclusion, India's leadership in issuing IRCCs under the Nagoya Protocol is a significant achievement, reflecting the country's commitment to biodiversity governance and access and benefit sharing. As India aims to achieve 30% protected area coverage by 2030, the country will need to balance its conservation efforts with the need to promote sustainable development and ensure that the benefits of biodiversity are shared equitably with local communities.